Shit cuts off. If that's okay with you, my guy.
What?
My guy. My guy. Nah. What? We're rolling.
Yo, why are you talking to me like that?
Oh, welcome to episode 5 of the Almanac Podcast. This is Alex, and I'm here with Eddie.
What's good?
Yeah, that's good energy you're giving me right now.
What do you want me to do?
So we're just, oh fuck, actually I forgot. I don't even know how to intro this joint now.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
How are you doing?
I'm good, bro. I feel like we always start, how you doing? Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
We always start this off on some like some normal SpongeBob type shit.
Hi.
How are you? Like, yo, people are like, yo,
it's like SpongeBob.
The audience is definitely gonna hate this. They're like, yo, these niggas think we childish. Like on some Dora the Explorer. Like, come on, it's fast.
Oh shit! Actually, I never really got watched a lot of SpongeBob as a kid. I'll put that out there. Maybe I'll take it out. I don't know.
Is it because of like you just didn't like watching TV?
I was broke. I'm just kidding.
You didn't have to. You didn't want to have.
Nah, I definitely didn't have cable.
Liggas, what the fuck did you do all day?
Draw.
When your mom wasn't letting you outside the crib.
I was drawing, man.
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were really big. I didn't know you were big into the art thing until like middle school. For real, for real.
Oh, you're crazy.
I did not know you were a drawer.
I still have art from like when I was in maybe like third, fourth, fifth grade. But a lot of it was, I just like trashed. I was like, this isn't good enough. Just trashed it, but like, I was like 12 years old, like thinking this shit's trash.
That's literally the life of an artist, bro.
Hell yeah, hell yeah, definitely. That's, most stuff.
That's crazy though. Yeah, I really didn't know. I literally thought like you kind of just got into the art thing in middle school.
No,
I'm like, that's when I got into.
I'm actually kind of mad. I never got back into the art thing. Like middle school was the only time I was really like. Taking like art classes, and like once I got into high school, I never took art class there.
But you still drew.
Yeah. In high because school. I had love for it. Yeah.
Yeah, like you literally just fuck your textbooks. I mean, I feel like if you drew, nah. Anybody who drew, no, it's true. Anybody who draws fucks up their textbooks.
Like, I never did that.
Niggas would be taking notes, and next thing you know, there's Timmy Turner's in the fucking corner, like, like yo, what? I'm like, can I draw this nigga?
I can't think of. I wasn't really ever, like, into, like, drawing cartoons.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that wasn't ever, like, my stick. Unless it was, like, some anime. I always thought, like, anime art was...
Better.
Yeah.
I feel
then,
like...
the Western style.
I'm, I always, like, respect, like, comic books, like, as far as, like, DC and Marvel. Because, like, they're detailed as fuck.
But, yeah, like, I always, like... I couldn't ever get into DC, but it was definitely
but
good.
But the detail, the amount of detail they took is the reason why, like, their animation never took off. I feel like, mm-hmm. Like a lot of people like watch. I don't like watching like superhero cartoon movies. Like
really?
Yeah. Like the live actions to me are better than the cartoons.
We went to go watch the Dragon Ball Z movie.
No,
the Broly
but
one.
I'm talking about like superhero, not anime.
Oh,
anime is different.
Okay,
like,
okay.
I bang with anime too much not to.
Gotcha.
Not to watch that like those genres. I know we watch.
Oh, so bro, you're talking about like Western style.
Like comics.
Cartoons.
Because it's like the comic books are so detailed.
So you'll never watch like an animated DC movie.
No.
Okay.
No, I've tried. I watched like the Batman because a lot of people tell me like the Batman ones are really good. And
that's
I tried. And
that's what I hear. I hear a lot of them are actually really good, but just visually, they're not that appealing.
They're not.
Yeah,
it's not like I mean like because I used to watch like the cartoons when I was younger. Like mm-hmm. It was like Batman Forever, where it was like the young Batman with the all black suit and the red chest.
Oh, the one that was on what WB?
Yeah, where
like
he was,
Saturday mornings.
It was like yeah, and it was like Bruce Wayne was old as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like training this young guy that wasn't Robin, but like I forgot what his name was. That show used to go so hard.
Yeah, you're taking me back.
Yeah, yo, for real. Like,
picking
even the
of,
even the Joker brain, design yeah. was tough. The Joker had dreads. Like
yeah, he did.
He had dreads.
I'm like, who is this guy? So what are you trying to get into? You want to get into some music?
With that, what you been bumping lately?
Bumping, I'm not bumping anything right now. Honestly,
I'm like you ain't.
I think the only thing I'm still bumping coming into 2020 year is Jack Boys.
For real, yo,
yeah.
I couldn't get into that, man.
That's crazy.
I must be because I just did not fuck with. Maybe I'll give it another try, but
you definitely do.
I gave it. one listen, and I was just so disappointed.
I think the first two tracks of that project,
the one with Baby,
don't go.
You don't like the one with Lil Baby?
The rest of the tracks are amazing.
For real?
Yeah. Like, definitely skip the first two tracks. If you listen to, like, an album that's...
I feel like people only really liked Gotti, like, after the album grew on people, just because of, like, Pop Smoke.
I think that's hype, though. Like, there's just a lot of hype around him. But, you, like, the one with Young Thug was great. Like, that song is great. I forget what that one's called. But, no, so, who dropped some new music this week? Lil Wayne dropped a Funeral this Friday, I believe.
How'd you feel about that?
I only listened to it once, and I didn't mind it, actually.
Really? I had, like, two people tell me that it was actually good.
Yeah.
I haven't, and then I've only had one person say it was bad, but, like, I haven't listened to it myself.
He has a track on there with Big Sean and Lil Baby.
I saw that.
And I never thought I would want to hear a Lil Baby and Big Sean track.
I didn't think so either.
I need another
one. It doesn't sound right.
I want another one. Really? Yes, it does. It sounds great.
For real?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you have to listen to it.
Okay.
It's great.
Isn't Jonah Lucas on there, too?
Couldn't tell you that off the top of my head, no.
I know he had a verse from X.
Yeah, I listen to it.
I'm not telling you to listen to X. I'm just saying, like, I don't like that people are putting, like, his verses on there. Not because, like, I don't think he's a good artist or nothing like that, but it's like, I feel like people are just buying their verses for, like, the hype.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I have, it's the equivalent of when Drake put that Michael Jackson verse on Don't Matter to Me.
Yeah, he should have just, like, went to The Weeknd and sucked it up.
Yeah,
and,
like,
had The Weeknd do that.
That's what I'm, honestly, because it's just, like, the audio sounded weird to me.
Yeah. It's a really old track. Yeah.
But, like, it's like, bro, what are you trying to prove? That don't get me wrong, like, you know I fuck with Drake, but it's like, bro, like, who are you flexing? Because it's a Michael Jackson verse. Like, I don't know too many niggas that got Michael Jackson verses.
Oh.
Currently, like, bro, Scorpion was what, 2018?
Shit, I don't remember. I would have to say it's 2018. Sure.
So I'm saying who do you know that just has a Michael Jackson verse? Like, obviously that's unused. Like, because how long has it been since he's been dead now?
I couldn't tell you.
Didn't he die in, like, I want to say high school? I'm leaning towards high school, so I'm probably want to say, like, 2004. No, that's way too early. Like, I'm too late. I'd say 11. I'm going to go for, like, 11 or 2010.
This is why we need my guy.
I'm about to say, where is he?
Where is he? We'll talk about that. So, Russ also dropped an album. Actually, before we get into Russ, but I definitely think that Lil Wayne continuously putting X songs on his album is a little weird. It feels off. Mainly because we know, like, there's interviews of Lil Wayne openly saying, oh, I never knew the kid, never was in the studio with him. But it's his way of, like, supporting, like, his legacy, almost. Which I can respect that aspect, but it just doesn't sound, like, sonically, it's not there for me. Like, I don't think...
I actually, like, the only song I liked of them together, because I didn't even like the one that was on his on the Carter 5.
Yeah.
Was on X's post-death album. I forgot what the album's called, but I listened to it. It's okay, but, like,
Which one was that, Skins, or?
No, it wasn't Skins. It was another one.
There's another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one that has Joyner Lucas.
I cannot listen to a lot of albums of, like, when people pass away. Like, their post albums.
Bro, I know you was just bumping Mac Miller's. I'm not trying to hear it.
And there's not a lot of people. I'm not saying there's no one I'll listen to. And actually, I'm not. Actually, to circle back on Mac Miller's album.
We'll do that later.
Okay. That's fine. I just want to say two things. I wasn't necessarily a fan of that Circles album. It wasn't that great to me. I gave it one listen to, and it's just. I feel like when an artist passes and they don't have all the control over their music, it's just, what are we doing here?
But,
you know?
That's how I felt. Like, I felt like when you listen, it goes back to the X album.
Yeah.
Wayne was on that joint. They have a song called School Shooter.
Okay.
As foul as that sounds. But
I think I heard that one.
I actually like that song. Like, it's not that I like the song, because it has, like, a very dark, you know, like, emo-ish, not, I don't say emo-ish vibe, but, you know, punk, like a punk rock-ish vibe. To it, And like, but the chemistry they had on that song was what, like, I won't say the chemistry they had because obviously they weren't in the studio together. Mm-hmm. But you know, like Wayne heard that song and his verse actually like fit perfectly. It wasn't like, oh damn, it's a Wayne verse.
Okay.
Like I feel like Wayne's verse didn't belong on like Real Her by Drake, like the one with Andre 3000.
I haven't listened to that one.
Really? It's an old ass song. I think it was on Take Care.
But there's like a certain point in time where like Drake wasn't necessarily seen, in my opinion, as like a rapper or a lyricist, and I don't think he really entered the game that way either.
I mean, I'm not gonna say I had like a high expectation for him like coming in, because like the first one I heard from him was Best I Ever Had.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know, like, I used to watch Degrassi with my older sister. We used to watch that. My older sister got me into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it took me more by surprise when I found out it was him. Like, that he was he was the guy from the show. It's mm-hmm. kind of like with Donald Glover. Like, when he mentioned Community, I was like, oh, so you're an actor.
Yeah.
I'm like, and now you're just taking the music scene.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I mean, but, like, it had a good outturn. Like, you know, it turned out good for both of them. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. I mean, he progressed and he morphed into, you know, this real top tier artist for sure. Not taking that away from him. It's just.
But it just goes more back to me, because like, the surprise that you hadn't heard that song.
Yeah.
Just because, like, a lot of people think Take Care is actually, like, his best album.
I've heard that.
Like, and to me, personally, Nothing tops, Nothing Was the Same. I don't know, maybe it's because of, like, what I was going through in that time period, or just because okay. of the fact of, like, because, you know, like, it's not really, like, the song. It's more so just, like, you know, like, what, like, the memories you made that year when that album was released.
Yeah,
you,
it's, you, like, you, the
you,
impression.
You can relate that album, because it was, like, you were bumping that, and it was, like, a good time or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, that was the best album to me. But a lot of people say, like, a majority of Drake fans will tell you it's like, oh, Take Care. Like, I hear that. I see that debate all the time, and that's always being named.
Okay.
And then after that, it's like, I'd put, like, Scorpion up there, because I actually enjoyed that album a lot.
Drake Snippet. All right, cool. Snippet, quote-unquote snippet. My ass. That's not a snippet. Anyway, he dropped a whole track on SoundCloud.
And, yeah, but I just think it's funny because he put it. So, where should we start? From the top?
You can start wherever you want.
Oh, well, either way.
Just kidding.
Either way, yeah. To me, that jump was just funny because, like, I feel like it was, like, a Kevin Durant. Because, like, when Kevin Durant was on the Warriors,
mm-hmm.
he had made fake Twitter. Oh, the fake Twitter accounts. So it's like he's dropping his own shit, really, but it's like.
It's leaked, bro.
Yo, leaked Kevin Durant jump shot wet. he wasn't doing that. He was talking shit.
Yeah, he was
talking shit.
I remember what you're talking about.
But, yeah. Like, the fact that you did that is so corny.
Well, because he dropped it under his OVO account, I guess.
I mean, it's like, bro, just drop it. Like, feel me? Like, I don't know if it was for, like. Maybe it was for...
Do you remember if it was a full song? Was it a full song?
It sounded like... I swear it was like two and a half to 3 minutes at least. So I'm like... That could be a full song. To me, that's a song.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you're pushing 3 minutes...
Especially this day and age with songs,
unless
that's a full song.
Unless you go do like full chorus for 3 minutes. Like that's like a debatable...
You want to add a third verse?
It's literally just straight chorus for 3 minutes. There's been songs like that before. I just can't think of them off the top of my head.
What?
Where it's literally just chorus.
Travis Scott does it.
Really?
Yeah, he's done that in like, I can't even think of the name. The album with Antidote and, what the fuck is that shit called? I cannot think of that shit. I listen to that album.
Prison of the Trap.
No, the one before that.
Rodeo?
Rodeo, yeah.
Rodeo.
Yeah, he did that in Rodeo a couple times. It's just kind of all melodies and chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, is it still considered a
I mean, I think he should just drop. When do you think he's dropping the album? Like, you think he's going to do it at the beginning of the year?
Is Travis Scott supposed to be dropping
an album? Or, sorry, not Travis Scott, Drake. Drake and Future.
I don't know when that'll drop. I feel like if I was them, I'd wait for the summer.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it'd fit.
I feel like sometime in the spring, so that it sits in with people. People are already playing it. Summer hits, boom.
That's true.
Everyone's rocking it. It's ran down the river, you know.
But you know, I remember summer. Summer's a long month, bro. It'll definitely grow.
Summer's a long month. It's a long 2 months.
It's like 3 months to me.
Is it?
I feel like once you hit like May when it gets hot.
Not over here.
June.
It's summer now.
June is like it is not summer. I just walked in with a bubble jacket.
If you didn't know, we record this in L.A.
Fuck out of here. Yeah, niggas take a flight every Saturday.
Let's go take a flight and record this real quick.
In L.A., come back.
Just for the vibes.
Yo, right outside Venice Beach. Like, bro, at the waves. Let's go back to the whole Wayne thing. Like, mm-hmm. I mean... me personally, I feel like he had a fall off. Like, I feel like him postponing the Carter 5 really, not to say, like, discredited him, but, like, I just didn't have the same excitement for him to drop a track. Like, I'm trying to think what he dropped after the Carter 4. Like, I feel like he dropped, like, projects and stuff prior to, like, after that, and I wasn't feeling them. Like,
I couldn't tell you. I didn't really necessarily follow. I haven't followed Lil Wayne since his whole run before 2010, honestly. I have no idea, and I was never really into...
You really didn't bump Lil Wayne when you were younger?
No. Really? That's funny. Actually, the only thing I ever bumped from Lil Wayne when I was a kid was when he did those mix albums with T-Pain.
Oh, I remember that.
All that poppy shit.
Yo, you were a huge T-Pain fan.
Yeah, I love T-Pain. Yeah.
I still think he's good, but it's just it's a different era. Like it's a different era. The sounds are different.
King Auto-Tune though.
Huh?
King of Auto-Tune, though.
I agree. He's the one who really brought it to fruition. Like, I feel like, obviously, there wouldn't be nobody here if it wasn't for him, realistically.
Yeah.
Because even Lil Wayne hopped on that wave.
Yeah. Well, of course he did.
He dropped that whole rock album, remember?
Who did he do that with?
I don't remember, but...
Oh, we need a fact checker.
So you didn't listen to, like, No Ceilings?
Nope.
Bro, what?
Yeah, the only Lil Wayne I really listened to was when he like did collaborations with Eminem.
Oh, bro, you like I?
There's a lot of Lil Wayne I missed.
I haven't listened to No Ceilings in a long time, but I might have to just go back just so like so I can tell you if it's worth listening to now. Like I don't know how you feel about it now.
I'll listen to old tracks,
but like it definitely was like a time period where like I could listen to that whole mixtape. Back like that was back when Tiger was hot, like when Tiger was hot, like dropping Well Done's, and those were like when he was actually a competent rapper at one point.
Yeah,
not to say he's not competent now.
I don't think Tiger really.
But like I feel now he's
morphed into anything.
He didn't. He fell off too.
I don't think he fell off. I think he's just been at that same level he came in at.
Nah, I don't think he's. I used to like him, but I don't think I don't have the same.
I think he just still has the same flow for every track though, like.
Well, now it's a West Coast thing. Have you listened to old? I really doubt you listened to old Tiger.
Probably not the old.
Like like what I'm talking about. I really doubt you listened to him at that point. Probably not. No. Like now he has like that West Coast like old school like Ice Cube flow. Like he's going. He's really like trying to rep the West
now.
Now, like I'm trying to think what that song he did is like. Ain't Macarena. Like he made a whole song about using the Macarena.
Okay.
And like. It's just like Bo's really pushing like the the West Coast like
yeah
okay. I don't know how to describe it like you could hear it like you could hear the West Coast vibes when you hear like Nipsey Hussle rap or like Blueface
okay
like a lot of like Compton like
yeah
type vibes
just LA style West Coast style
I feel like there's another word I'm looking for but I can't find it
it'll come to you
right
just keep it But yeah,
that's why I actually didn't listen to it. Just cause, like I knew it dropped, but like I'm like oh, just Wayne trying to like,
The funeral.
Yeah, like it's just like
I think he started off. I didn't like the intro to the album, but the second track, man, and he has another track on there that's just insane. But good job for him, honestly. I wasn't like too into the Carter 5, and I to get back to what you were saying, yeah. I think there's the distance between. 4 and 5 was so great, and time and music has changed so much from 4 and 5. It's like kind of like what are we doing here? You know,
he should have dropped it while he was still hot.
I don't think he could have.
He could, you know, he chose not. It was a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Because after I think he got the rights, he just chose not to. I think it's because bro really didn't record it. Yeah. Like, you know, albums, like artists be like, yeah, bro, album coming soon. And then they just keep delaying it because it's actually not ready.
Yeah, like they didn't actually go in the booth
yet. Yeah, they didn't actually go to the booth. They were fucking spending the money that you see on Instagram.
they're just thinking about it.
Yeah, you know, I gotta live a little just to write this album. That's really what it is. Like, yo, this, like, you really have to.
I need to experience.
You
need
a party, yeah. Like, get your heart broken, do something, just so you have some material to write about. That's, I feel like that's what Drake does. Keeping it, like, Bo just fucks with a new shawty, and he's like, yo, I gotta write an album about this.
Yeah, he did. He got. Oh, what was it when he was like messing around with Georgia Smith, and you got Jaded. Jade is probably one of my favorite tracks on Scorpion.
I agree.
Like, literally my favorite track on that whole project. I don't care about none of the A-sides. That B-side right there is amazing.
It's a tough.
Yeah, I love that song. I listen to that all the time. If I'm feeling down, you ever hear, like, when, like, depressed people start, like, they're depressed, so they want to listen to depressing music. That right there, boom.
that's actually, like, a prime example.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I think it's funny because I'm pretty sure that every song is about a different shawty. I heard that Rihanna was upset when she heard Scorpion because I think Don't Matter to Me was actually towards her keeping it.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I wouldn't know. I wasn't in that.
It was a verse that like not to say like it like as soon as I heard it, I kind of thought of her. No offense, because it was like. I think he said, it was pretty much in the verse, he's saying, like, that the girl wants him to put hands on her. And, like,
okay.
Yeah, I'm like, but I think he's saying, but he was, like, saying because of, like, past experiences.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, and he's like, but you know, we're too big for that. Like,
yeah.
Like,
he's just not trying to
get caught up. Yeah, like, for rap, like, I'm not trying to get caught up in this. So,
so Russ dropped music as well.
Bro, I do not listen to Russ.
Do you think Russ is still corny?
I think he's the corniest nigga alive.
Why?
Because, like, that attitude, that cocky-ass attitude, like, bro, you're not that good.
I think he is.
No. I think.
Why not?
I think he's cool. I think he's talented.
He
is talented.
I think the cocky attitude that he has
is justified.
Is like a rapper mentality. But I would have to agree, I don't think he's a great rapper, and he shouldn't, like... It doesn't match how cocky he is, right?
Yeah, because I was like...
But his music overall is really
good.
Like,
I don't listen to Russ and, like, damn, my man's really... Like,
yeah, exactly. You I don't that, think anyone does.
Do you see that meme that's going out right now? It's like, this nigga's spitting. Like, that nigga never gave me that feeling. He never gave me that feeling.
No. But that's how I feel about how Drake used to be.
What?
So, like, I never really caught on to Drake in the beginning of his career, right? You want me to? Okay.
I'm not telling you to read this, bro. Oh, okay. This isn't a fucking teleprompter.
You want me to read something?
This isn't a teleprompter. I had to Google that part.
That's fine. I think that you're really gonna keep showing me this.
Yes.
I can't talk and read.
Bro, all right. Damn. Bro.
I can't talk about one thing and read that.
Bro, I can talk and read. No.
Yeah. All right.
I can talk and read.
I can't talk and read what I'm.
Remember when I said?
Stop.
Remember that meme I sent you about the energy drinks?
No.
I put on the.
I'm sorry. Fuck you, my memory's bad.
Hold on. This is literally how I feel. It's probably what it is actually. Like, I can read and talk.
what about Russ? Makes you feel like he's corny? Like, 'cause I have to agree with you that his cockiness doesn't necessarily match his, like, rapping ability. But I definitely think that cockiness...
What is Russ? Is he, like, European?
I think he is Italian. I couldn't tell
so
you.
So he's a Jersey Italian that raps?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't take him seriously.
But, like, why? Like, what is the actual reason? Because I definitely remember when that whole like the internet was just like I found out about Russ because the internet was clowning him and they were like, yo, this guy's corny.
He right? is.
But then when I actually listened to his music, I was like, oh, some of this is actually really good.
I didn't say he's not talented, I said he's corny.
But why? Because I still don't understand why he's corny.
That attitude, bro.
Because of his attitude?
And, like, but he doesn't spit nothing hard, bro. Like, it's not like... Like, he's a rapper.
Drake doesn't spit nothing hard.
Bro, he does.
Does now.
Nigga, he always does. You didn't even listen to his old shit.
I listened
to it. What do you mean as far
as... Not when he dropped.
Do you mean as far as, like how he hops on, like, trap songs now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right. He didn't hop... What? Yeah, but bro, people were still listening to his music. You're not gonna tell me
Forever. But no one was like,
yo, Forever wasn't hard. Forever. That was old. That was an old ass song with Lil Wayne, Eminem, and Kanye, bro. That was a hard ass track.
Nah, I think he was
the NBA. The NBA blew that shit the fuck up.
Yeah, think about all the artists that were on that track. He was riding that wave heavy.
Bro, it was his song.
Yeah. Bro, no.
It
is his song, sure.
That's like you're gonna. So what, you gonna meet ride Kanye for Dark Twisted Fantasy? He had everybody on that joint.
Who?
Kanye West. He had Rick Ross, Jay-Z, Sahai the Prince.
Yeah.
I think Swiss was on it, Nicki, Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Bro, that was...
I'm not talking...
That was right. And you can't say that joint wasn't hard. That whole album was hard.
You're sidetracking. What I'm saying is Russ, right now, makes really good music. His old stuff is really good. And it's not hard, necessarily, but neither was Drake when he first came out. I'm not trying to compare him, but, like, to stay within, like, our realm of our conversation, like... When he first dropped, like, when I first heard of Russ, like, have you listened to any of his music?
Yeah. I mean, some of the songs you showed me, I mean, I have a couple of songs, but I have less than 10 songs. And my man has a lot of music.
I don't think he has more than 10. Yeah, of course.
Don't think he has more than 10 songs.
You didn't let me
finish.
I don't think he has more than 10 songs that are really good.
He's like 3 albums and like mad mixtapes or singles.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying he doesn't have more than 10 songs. I'm just saying he doesn't have more than 10 songs that are really good.
Because he's not intense, bro. Well,
what do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know. He just doesn't do it for me, bro. I can't tell you that. He doesn't do it for me. I don't... Like, nothing he says...
I think...
Nothing he says is, like, tough. Like, give me a good bar right now. Like,
I can't give you a bar.
Anything that he said that, like, really, like, just touched you, that wasn't, like, melodic. He can kind of sing. Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that it's not like
he can sing the same way Drake sings,
a little better.
You think Russ is better?
No, I think Drake's a little better.
Well, he's been doing it longer,
bro. Who cares?
He's been doing it longer.
Who cares,
bro? If you go back and you listen to Drake singing back in the day, it's terrible.
I don't listen.
I know, but that's what I'm saying now is like if you were to put them at the starting point, both of them at the same starting point, Russ is actually a lot. Like, he's already progressed a lot more.
So you fucked with this album heavy, is what you're saying?
I only listened to a couple tracks, and yeah, he had a couple that are actually pretty good. He has a song on there with Rick Ross. It's actually pretty decent. You should definitely check that out.
Rick Ross.
But I feel like you don't like Rick Ross, and I forget
I do, but I don't. Like, I can listen to him, mm-hmm. but, like, I feel like Rick Ross literally sounds the same on every song. Like, it's a slow beat. Yeah. It's a very slow tempo flow on every song. Like, my man never
does... that's how you capture... Like, I don't mind if an artist sounds the same.
I do.
Why?
Because it's like, bro, like, I already heard this song.
That's how I feel about Tyga.
I don't listen... Like, he's not the same. Back then, he wasn't the same, bro. He literally, like, if you listen to his Well Done's, he's going off on people's songs.
Tyga's next song is going to sound like his last song. And the song before that.
No. You can't talk.
I'm talking about what I heard, right? That's fine. What I'm saying is his last hit sound like his Rack City single from like 10 years ago.
Nah, well, that's the thing. Rack City came out after what I'm talking about. It's still a different artist.
I understand what you're saying. Anyway.
I don't think you do understand.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, so, what about that Mac Miller album you were saying?
Circles?
You wanted to touch down on that, right?
Yeah, not really.
Really?
Yeah, I said what I already had to say.
You just wasn't feeling it?
I just was not feeling it. I listened to it all the way one... Like, I listened to his single. I think the single was good, but it's not something that I'm keeping. I'm not downloading or adding it to my library, I guess. I'm just not a fan of it. I like Mac Miller.
I was not a big Mac Miller fan.
So yeah.
I can't really. I didn't even give the other album a try. It's like, yeah, like they're bringing up now about how like Juice WRLD has like over like 50 songs or some shit like that that he hasn't released. I'm like, wow. Yeah. Now it's gonna go on the market. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like M had it. M had a Juice WRLD verse, but he was actually in the studio with M. So that's different. That's what they said. Like, I think they have a they posted a photo of him in the studio with Eminem. So it's like, all right, cool. You actually met this man, and y'all worked on it. Mm-hmm. It's not like M just said, "Yo, I need somebody.
I need someone hot."
Yo, I can't do Mac Miller. He's too white. he's gonna fuck up my street cred.
Who's like, he? I can't think of another white rapper that, other than Yellow Wolf, that Eminem would rap with.
I'm trying to think if he was on that actually.
On what?
On M's last album.
Who?
MGK.
I doubt it.
I don't know. I feel like I saw it, but I could be wrong. Like, I literally don't know. I'm just speaking out of like
off the top of my head. I would doubt it. Yeah. I'll take a break.
But yo, bro, so I have to talk about that Lakers game, bro, that happened on Friday.
Against Trailblazers?
Yeah, against Portland. Yeah. Because it felt like a special almost. You feel me? Like, you know, like, you're like, oh shit, this is going to be crazy.
Yeah, I missed that,
like,
game.
It was that day they were honoring Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
And everybody that passed away on that helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
I
like what the Barclays Center did when they were honoring.
What did I didn't see that. What did they do?
It was just really, huh?
You watched it?
I watched the beginning. I think it just came up on my feed.
Who were they playing?
I couldn't tell you. I didn't watch it.
Oh, okay.
But like their tribute to Kobe was pretty.
Barclays is the Nets, right? Pretty sure it's the Nets.
Believe so.
Honestly, yeah. Like I know. It's crazy. Like what happened with Kyrie getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like after Kobe passed away, literally everybody snapped.
Everyone was just like
dropping 50 points.
Got to do it for Kobe.
But I'm like, and a lot of them are actually shooting good. I was like expecting them to like have really bad percentages, but a lot of these guys are actually just like literally lighting it up.
Yeah.
Like that's what it's going back to the whole Trailblazer Lakers game. Like,
yeah.
Damian Lillard went off. Like I have so much respect for that man right now. Like he was looking disgusted. Like it had me dying because like Famous Los on Instagram was like, he's like, yo, come on, he's like, that man is a demon. like yo, for real, like this man is a demon. Like you're not stopping him right now. And like I just thought like, yo, those Lakers fans have to be so pissed because like. It was, like I said, it was a night honoring Kobe. Like they put the T-shirts over the seat, so everybody got like a jersey or a shirt, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And like you know, you feel me? Like y'all supposed to really be pushing the Mamba mentality. Like I feel me? I don't know. I actually thought they were gonna rig the game.
Oh, so that the Lakers
would win. Like I'm like, yo, yeah. Like yo, how would it look if y'all lost tonight, without the day that you're supposed to be honoring Kobe? Like, bro, you better not fucking lose. And then, like, they look so tight, like...
That's hard to put on a team, though.
That is hard to put, but, and, like, because a lot of people were, like, telling me, like, well, to be fair, they were mourning. And it was an emotional-ass game, just because, and I don't mean, like, because it shouldn't have been,
mm-hmm.
but, like, they did, like, mad tributes. Like, Usher came out, sang Hallelujah. Boyz II Men came out and sang. Bro, they all sang, yeah, like, Usher and Boyz II Men sang for the intro, like, for the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the halftime show was Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. I think I said
Charlie
that right.
Charlie Puth.
Where he did the, you know, the song, is it See You Again? It's a song they made after Paul Walker died.
Okay.
You know, the one with him and Wiz, so they performed that live, and, like, that was just,
I haven't heard that song. Oh, my God.
It was so sad, bro. Yeah. It was, like, just watching this, I was like, yo, this is, like...
Depressing.
Yeah, it was a little, real depressing, like...
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, bro, like, it was just so crazy, like, It hurt me not to, like, to see that. Like, I'm like, yo, I know they have to be mad. Mm-hmm. Like, it's gonna start. Like, I damn near wouldn't have been surprised if it started a riot.
I don't know if it would start a riot.
You what?
Why would it start a riot?
Because, bro, like, they're.
I don't think that's fair to put all that weight on the Lakers like that. Just because, did they play against the Clippers after they postponed that? They haven't played them. They just went to the Trailblazers.
I actually don't know when they're gonna like. play them now because I'm like, I don't know how that works.
So they ended up playing the Trailblazers before they
played the Clippers.
Really?
Yeah. They did that? They postponed it. Like, that game didn't happen.
Wow.
Because I really don't know. I think it was because they wanted to prepare for that honoring.
Oh, okay.
So they postponed it. Because I'm like, yeah, realistically, no other team did that. So
yeah, yeah.
But I guess it, since it is the Lakers, it's okay.
So they're just not doing it.
I mean, I'm like, when are y'all going to squeeze that in? Like,
yeah.
Are y'all just going to play three games back-to-back? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Because usually they have at least a day in between sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. How do you feel about the Super Bowl? Super Bowl's today. We record Sundays for our audience that doesn't know that.
I mean, like, I'm just hoping that the Chiefs win. Like, I think it's cool because they're like...
Give me a little backstory, though, because me, I do not watch football at all. But for some fucking reason, I end up watching the Super Bowl every year.
I like watching the
Super Bowl. You try being a non-football fan and look for something to do that Super Bowl Sunday. You can't find shit.
I mean, I wasn't really a big fan of football till like middle school.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. So it's the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. And, I just think it's cool because they're like old school teams. Now I call them old school teams because I feel like they were a lot more relevant. Back then. In the day. Yo, I told you that's mad shade, but like I really meant that. Like, fuck y'all niggas.
You're not the Patriots.
It's like the Cowboys. Yeah, like they're a good team, but like y'all niggas are not relevant. Like y'all haven't won. You guys haven't won a ring in 20 years.
Yeah.
Like it's just the fact of the matter. Like I can say that my team hasn't won in a couple years, but we won at least once every decade.
Who's your team?
The Giants.
The Giants, okay.
New York Giants. Like, bro, we won twice.
Yeah.
Like, in the past 20 years, we won twice. Like, and like a lot of y'all niggas can't vouch for that. that's just the thing. But it's not me. I'm not here to defend my shit. But anyway, but yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cool because I think it's cool because they're throwback teams.
Oh, okay.
So there's that. But like me personally, I'm rooting for Kansas City.
Really?
Just because of like.
Give me a little more information. Like,
why?
So, yeah, why?
Well, for me, it's I like Patrick Mahomes. Like, that kid is tough.
He's like, and is he a rookie from what I hear?
Yeah, no, well, he was last year.
Last year was his sophomore year.
Yeah, this is his sophomore year.
Okay.
And he's just tough. Like, to me, he's like the Steph Curry of football.
Oh, okay.
Light skin, colored eyes.
Okay.
Colored eyes.
All right.
And like, Bull just is freaky with the fucking ball. Like,
yeah.
Like. I mean, he's not really known for his running, but he can. But, like, his passes are just crazy accurate. Like,
oh, okay,
like,
really?
My man literally throws, like, it looks like they're on a fucking string.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the same guy that you said that his dad was, like, a
baseball player.
Baseball player?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. His dad was a baseball. And you can see it. Like, he throws it like he's throwing a fucking baseball.
Yeah.
Like, the way he swings his arm,
mm-hmm.
like, it looks like a baseball throw.
Okay.
And that's why I think it's tough. It's, like, it's literally like a dime. Like, it's, like, imagine you and me are holding a string. And I just there was a ball on that string and I just pushed it like
okay.
You ever seen like those hospital toys where it's like the beads on the pole?
Yeah.
Or was it like an ibicus or something like that?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Anyway, it's literally like the same thing as that.
Okay.
So that's why I like him. Plus, he's young. Like I don't know how people.
How old is he?
He's like, bro. I can't even tell you, bro. He's young. He's mad young.
Younger than us.
Most likely.
Okay.
Most likely. I really don't know, like, what because I heard that you have to do, like, at least 3 years of college before they let you join the NFL. So it's not like,
the NBA.
It's not like the NBA where you only do 1 year of college or you have to play international for you to get drafted.
Well, okay. All right.
So he's, I would say he's probably like 23, 24.
Okay, cool. Yeah, good for him.
But yeah, same. Like, so it's like, why not? Like, who, like, I'm a root for the young nigga. Like, I want to see the young nigga go off, like, because he has his whole career ahead of him.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, why not get that? Like, I'm like, if I was an athlete, like a professional athlete, I need one ring. I need one championship. I don't care. Like, I feel like you shouldn't be in the league. Like, there's no competitiveness if you're not trying to win.
Yeah, Aaron Hernandez, that shit, you know?
What does that mean?
Like, he was hot, he was young, and he got his ring.
Oh, I was like, what does that mean? That sounded mad fucked up, bro. The way you worded that sounded so fucked up. You're like, yeah, Aaron Hernandez, that shit. I'm like, well, are you insane? Like, his murders have been going around. Are you saying, like, killed that shit,
no,
bro? Like,
no.
Is that a joke for, like.
No, it's not a joke.
My man. Yo, out of pocket. But yeah, that's why I'm rooting for him. I mean, like, the 49ers are cool. I'm not saying they're not a talented team. Like, a lot of people slept on their quarterback because he actually
who's he?
Jimmy Garoppolo. He's also a pretty young guy, but he was he was with the Patriots.
Okay.
He was like I think the second string, so he was pretty much like if Tom Brady would ever got hurt, he was supposed to go in. But he had a
and now he's starting.
He's starting for the 49ers.
Oh, they wow. Okay, good for him.
Yeah, exactly. Like get your play time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm like and show off, but like his reason, like I think they even traded him was because he was injury prone. So like he never really showcased his talents.
Okay.
So now that he's having a healthy year
and no injuries,
I believe so. I don't think he got injured this year. Okay. So I'm like he showed off, and obviously now you see like his team's in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean in the final. I mean, yeah. Super Bowl.
They're at the Super Bowl.
Fuck. Yeah. I hate that. Why can't we just say football finals?
Football finals.
The double F.
He made it to the double F, you know?
Oh, bro. My man made it to the double F 3 times. Like, he's a real guy out here. Like,
all right, cool.
But
So you got the Chiefs winning.
I got the Chiefs because, bro, okay. they're nasty. Like, they just dropped 50 points on people. Them and I originally had the rate. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's the same. 50, that's a lot for a football game, in my opinion.
I know.
Like, if you're dropping 50 points, bro.
Jesus. All right, cool.
So that's me, and I was just really impressed with the game he played before that because they played the Texans, and like they literally came from like a 24-point deficit and came back 50. Like
actually, that's I heard about that game.
Like that was so nuts. I watched that game. And that was
really?
So nuts. I was like, yo, this is disgusting.
Too clutch.
Like you don't score for 3 quarters, bro. Like that's this like yo, you're fired. Your whole team is fired. For 3 quarters, y'all didn't do shit. And you let this man put 50 on you. Like, yo, you're fired. You're off. We're starting from scratch.
Oh, shit.
But that's how I feel. All
right, cool. Well, I'm definitely excited to watch the game later. You know, I have no fucking choice. Everyone in the world is just watching the fucking Super Bowl.
For real,
like, if I ask one of my friends, like, what do you?
I know this sounds fucked up, but probably like the best part about Super Bowl is like the parties. Like people usually throw down for the Super Bowl, so yeah. I'm like, yo, where am I going?
You know
like,
what? Actually,
because I ain't cooking.
How do you feel? Are you into like the Super Bowl commercials? I feel like that's.
They're definitely an ad because like, it makes it a lot more funnier.
Oh yeah, I love. I think
they're usually so funny. Like they get like the top notch writers to do these commercials.
Yeah, yeah. I love the commercials. That's probably the best part of the Super Bowl. It's the only reason I tune into the Super Bowl. Honestly, I'll watch the commercials, and that is it.
That's all. That's literally like. I ain't gonna lie, half the time you hear more about the like people talk about the commercials more than the game itself.
Oh, okay.
Like literally like the next day because if I haven't watched every Super Bowl, but I've watched a couple, so like the ones that I haven't had, I'll just hear the next day like, oh who like I'll know who won because of social media, but then like I'll ask my boys how was it and then just be like you know they'll give me a very brief description, but they'll tell me the whole commercial scheme in full detail. Yeah, bro, it was so funny. Fucking Doritos, baby! Like, like it's just like, yo, what the fuck is yo? They be so weird, but they be so
Dorito
funny.
Goes pretty hard in the commercials. Bumble went really hard last year.
Who?
In the commercial? Bumble, the dating app.
Oh, I didn't even know they had commercials.
Yeah, they had like three different ones last year, if I remember correctly.
I was gonna say I'm like I know Mountain Dew usually has like crazy commercials.
So you usually get like a Doritos, Mountain Dew. Get some type of insurance.
You're probably gonna, there's always car insurance.
Allstate.
That's like the white brand. You mean NBA got the State Farm. Real they got the State Farm. Chris Paul and all them is doing State Farm commercials. James Harden is doing State Farm commercials.
Do you know who's doing halftime?
Shakira and Jennifer Lopez.
Oh.
Ain't that some shit?
Why?
I'm gonna say it and people can get mad.
All right.
But like they literally picked them because
no one else wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Huh?
I feel like the.
Well, isn't that what happened last year with Cardi B and Travis Scott? Like
Travis still did it.
People declined to do it, and then
he's a fucking scumbag.
Why is he a scumbag? I thought his halftime performance was dope. Like
I didn't actually watch it.
Yeah, I think I remember.
But like. Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch that because I don't think I watched the Super Bowl. Because it was the Rams and the Patriots, and I was like, I already know the Patriots are going to win.
Yeah, I can't say I paid attention to that game. I remember the commercials. I remember the halftime show. I think I only watched it because Travis Kelce was performing.
That's what I'm saying. But, like Cardi B dropped out because of Colin Kaepernick.
This year?
No, that year that she was supposed to do it.
I thought she did perform. Oh, no, she didn't. You're right. She was performing at the pre-shows. Like, they were having, before parties. Like, you know how they do, the tailgating events?
Yeah.
Like, all day. She was performing at those, but she wouldn't perform at the
Super Bowl
halftime show, which is kind of weird. Like, if you're going to perform at all that day, just do it.
But she did it for Colin Kaepernick.
But she was performing that day earlier, like.
Was she there?
She was, if I remember correctly, she was somewhere in that city performing.
So, what, just because she did a concert there, she had to do it at the Super Bowl?
It wasn't a concert.
So it was just a
It was promotion for the Super Bowl.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm about to look that up. I didn't see nothing about that, but
because it wasn't the halftime show. Yeah. Who else was performing with Travis Scott last year?
But Adam Levine.
Adam Levine. There was it was in Atlanta, right? And who was goddamn. Who's the other dude from Outkast? That's not Andre. Why can't I think of his name right now?
I can't tell you.
Anyway, but yeah, they definitely.
Bro, I don't think that's true, bro. Cause she definitely, it's literally not showing up anywhere that she did a show. She literally everything says that she just turned down the Super Bowl show.
I understand that, and that is true.
Bro, but you. So
but she performed.
My man, how do you know that? What did you type in?
What?
What did you type in?
I didn't type anything, and I watched it happen.
Yeah, you're a liar.
When it happened,
I don't believe
year.
You. I really don't believe you.
Okay, don't believe me.
I'll show you after.
My man's just throwing shade because he don't like Cardi
I'm not
B.
throwing shade.
My man just don't like Cardi B. I'm like, bro.
I like Cardi B.
But like, she's not the only one to turn it down though.
Yeah, yeah. So like, so you said J Lo and who?
Shakira.
And Shakira. I know like two Shakira songs.
I don't know. I'm the same way. I actually don't know. Like,
I don't know any J Lo songs.
Are you serious?
No. I didn't listen to Jenny on the Block.
I didn't really listen to either. I just thought she was bad at keeping it. Like, growing up, I just thought she was so bad. I was like, yo.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. Even for her age, bro. Like, she's aging so good.
All right.
I'm just saying, like, she's a bad old head. Like
she now?
She's definitely like a Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie. Like, they're bad old heads.
Jennifer Aniston does not fucking age.
Yo, she's so bad. But, like Selma Hayek, too. I'm just saying. But not,
who?
Selma Hayek?
Can't.
Or is it Thelma Hayek? From Adam Sandler's wife in Grown Ups. You never watched Grown Ups? You never watched?
I don't think I didn't know.
Well, there was a movie where she was like a maid for Adam Sandler. Like, they've done films before.
It was okay.
An old jump. I remember I watched in Spanish class with Miss Stuff.
Okay.
It was like, yeah, it was literally like her, like, or her daughter was like her translator. Pretty much like the story of our childhood. Like, where like your parents speak Spanish, so you gotta go everywhere to translate. I have this child translator. this is some slave work right here. But anyway, past that. But yeah. She's not the only one to turn down the Super Bowl though. Rihanna did it too.
This year?
No, it was last year. Or the year before that. She said she wouldn't do it for the same reason.
What's going on with the whole Colin Kaepernick situation?
As far as what?
Is he ever going to play again or?
He tried.
He tried?
He tried.
He tried out?
Yeah, he had a showing and like six teams showed up to like watch
six?
Him. Yeah, okay. The Eagles being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Georgia. It was supposed to be at the Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons facility, but he ended up switching the venue, and like there was a whole scandal about that because people were saying that he switched the venue. They're like, oh, it's like you're asking them to hire you, but you wouldn't on your conditions.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what? I mean, I kind of understand, but like the point is like he was a capable quarterback. And, like, they had no reason to let him go. It was pretty much, like, wrongful termination.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. That's more what the story is. But, like, I don't know why they don't just pick him up. Like, he wasn't a bad quarterback.
So, he's not.
And he's never. He wasn't injured. He wasn't injured or nothing. He didn't do nothing bad. He just protested.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm aware of the situation. I didn't know if he was currently in a team or if anyone's looking into picking him back up.
I don't know how, like, I guess they really, I mean, they're good at saving their money, or they've invested their money good, because, like, players like him and Antonio Brown are still, like, funding, mm-hmm. like, still living well, even though they're not currently playing.
Yeah.
So.
I think there was a big, how much money did he get from the settlement? Did he get, he got a settlement check, didn't he?
I actually don't know.
Oh, okay.
I know, like, I mean, the whole Nike, I'm assuming he still has his Nike deal, but.
Yeah.
That's about it, as far as what I know.
Okay.
Because, like. I don't know where else he would get the money from.
Yeah, yeah. Question from my boy, Eddie.
What's up, bro?
Do you think we're toxic?
Nigga, what?
Not for... not shut the fuck up. Why'd you take it there? That's not what I meant.
That's how it sounded. That's not, nah. Like, I didn't think he was going to come in like that.
No.
I was not expecting you to come in like that. I was like, what?
I meant as an individual. Do you feel like you're a toxic person?
I feel like if it's not something mm-hmm. people agree with, they'll call it toxic. Like if it's it doesn't go with their lifestyle, like, oh, you're toxic for me.
Is that what like the new internet hype is right now? Like that's the word. It's like I feel like
people use that as like a like it's like an escape route.
An escape.
It's like, you know what? I don't want to deal with my problems with you. You're escape. Toxic.
Yeah, yeah.
You're bad for me.
Self-love.
Self-love. That's exactly what it is, though. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's like Shawty will talk to you and you she doesn't like something you say. She's like, you're toxic. Yeah, self-love. Oh, never you. Talk to like, you again.
Here it is, that toxic masculinity. I'm like, I'm a fucking man. I'm supposed to be masculine. I hate that. Oh, well, like, I'm not saying a man can't be feminine, but like, how are you going to tell a man how to be a man? It doesn't make sense.
That's...
How are y'all telling men how to be men? Like,
are you talking about women?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're telling... I don't know.
Bro...
I don't know if they're telling men how to be men.
A man opens the door. A man, a man pays all these bills. Like, I'm just saying, like, no, it's not. It's
I don't
it's
think not that's, no, still, it's that's not, not still happening, is it?
Bro.
That's not still happening.
Bro.
No.
Bro, they got Cash Apps out. I'm just saying. Like, when you're posting Cash Apps and bios,
yeah.
That's definitely, like, what am I paying for? Like, to talk to you?
You to live?
Yeah, yeah. Real rap. Ain't that crazy? Like.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, I can't. She can't stop posting.
I need her to post.
Yo, here's five. That's all I got right now. Like, bro, clown.
There's no way that's happening.
I'm just not. No, but yeah, bro, that's how I feel about the word toxic. Like people just label shit as toxic.
Okay.
Sometimes it is, but like a lot of times it's not. It's like it's reasonable shit. It's like
do you think that kind of comes from like the whole
like someone like you could be too clean and someone will still call you toxic for that. I'm like, so you like, do you want a nigga that's distant or would you or that's not on you? Like, not say that that's the case, but like, I mean, in general, like, you, like there's shit that's one.
Oh, so they're taking toxic to like the whole.
It's just anything that's negative,
like
is
a
toxic.
Very extreme negative side of the spectrum, where it's just like, yo, it's not that serious.
It's like, yo, my parents wouldn't give me money. That was so toxic, I had to cut them off.
No, I don't think that's happening. I don't think that's happening.
No, bro, that to me, that actually sounds toxic. Like, you sound toxic for saying that. Like, yeah, my parents wouldn't give me bread. They wouldn't let me use the car. It was too toxic.
I mean, I think that there are some traits that people have that are like, I guess, toxic. I wouldn't like to use that word on someone though. Like, you're toxic.
Doesn't that sound like you're like the worst thing ever?
Yeah, it's like you're a piece of shit. Like, you're garbage. Like, you are not approachable. Like, you know, like that's insane. Okay. I don't think we're toxic though.
Like, all right, so an example, like, I had posted I don't even want to say the meme because it's more of a quote, if anything, I guess.
Oh, yeah?
Where the guy was like, it's something I had seen on Facebook, but then, like, this rapper I follow named Euros, he posted it, and I fucked what he added on to it.
Oh, okay.
So, the original quote was, my toxic trait is that I don't speak up, I peep something, I feel what I feel, I distance myself, then I stop caring. And, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, I do that sometimes. Like, I usually, I'm not, if I do have an issue, I am one to, be like, I'm not scared of confrontation. I'll tell you what my problem is if I don't like something.
Yeah.
But like sometimes I feel like it's based off my opinion, of course. Like if I think it's deep enough that I need to say something.
Yeah.
Feel me? Like I'm like, it's not that deep, but like I already know where it's gonna head.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'd rather not waste my breath.
Okay.
So yeah, like I said, like it was
I would have to agree with that. I think I'd have that trait where I'm just like, well, if I don't like something, I'm not going to say something to you like directly, but I'm just going to go do my own thing because yeah. I definitely don't fuck with that.
With that.
Yeah.
So like, so what the rapper,
that's a lot of people.
What the rapper had wrote was mm-hmm. the P.S. This ain't toxic to me.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to hold an adult accountable for their own character flaws. And I felt that very strongly. Like, granted, some people might not see what they do as a flaw, so I'm not here, like, at the end of the day, I'm, in a way,
some people would see their flaws as, like, their strength.
I wouldn't even say a strength, I would just say, like, that's just them, that's normal. Like, oh, yeah. You know how, like, someone says, oh, I can't help it, that's me.
It's kind of like how when someone's,
I can't help it, I'm a bitch, that's me, like.
Yeah, but it's kind of like how someone's just like, oh, like, my problem is I tell the truth all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's two sides of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, you know, in a sense. So, like, yeah, like, I just feel like I shouldn't have to hold, like, you know, like, when he says I shouldn't have to hold an adult accountable, like, I don't want to babysit nobody. But it's like, I feel like most people know right from wrong. You feel me?
So, you
like,
should.
You should. I feel like most people should. Like, as an adult, I'm like, you've lived 18 years.
Yeah.
I feel like you've experienced enough to know what, like, what is, like, what human decency is.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
Feel me? Like, I'm not saying, like, people owe anybody anything, because you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, like there's no reason not to be, like, courteous.
Yeah. I think you should have respect for other people.
Shit like
I
that. Think,
yeah, yeah.
So, it was just like, so then he continues to go on, like, you move funny, I move out your way.
Mm-hmm.
I never act surprised, I act accordingly. So that's like, that's how I feel. Like, if I don't agree with how you, like, if you do, like, a certain trait will say a lot about you, like, how you treat other people.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, if you act like you're better than people, that says a lot about you.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, that cocky, like, a cocky attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, like, so pretty much, like, that whole trait, like, the quote itself.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking to a friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
and she was, like, saying that, like, I pretty much explained the situation where I had some, where I had to maneuver in that manner.
Yeah.
And she told me I hold grudges.
Wow.
And I was okay. Like, that's why, that's another reason, like, everybody be talking about that. I'm like, it's not a grudge.
Yeah.
It's just, because, like, to me, a grudge is, like.
I feel like there's a, like, I feel like sometimes you're allowed to hold a grudge, though. What's wrong with holding a grudge? I think if you hold a grudge for too long,
what?
There's a problem with holding. I don't know. I don't think there's a problem with holding a grudge, but
the reason I don't consider holding a grudge is because, like, I'm not still thinking about it. I'm not stressed on it. Like, it's not affecting my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Manner. Yeah. 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 You're so, not. Like, you're not making decisions.
That's why I had to explain it, because I had disassociated myself with some people,
mm-hmm.
the people I was telling her about.
Yeah.
And she took it as a grudge, but it's just like, it's not that. It's just like I said, if you do something that rubs me off the wrong way, and like, we don't see eye to eye,
mm-hmm.
like, on how, like I said, like, I might have felt some type of way, and you might have looked at it differently.
Yeah.
I'm like, but if, like, if you don't acknowledge, like, if you're not acknowledging how I feel about the situation, that's, like, I'm like, that means you don't care how I feel. So
you're,
it's like,
you're toxic.
Yeah, I'm toxic. I'm like, so, oh, yeah, I'm so toxic. So that's what, it, like, it came down to. But, like,
yeah.
it's like, I don't, she's like, why don't, like, she's like, why don't you just, like, it's been a while, like, why, like, I'm like, because I'm not, like, one, I've already moved on in life, feel me, like, it's come to the point where, like, certain people aren't, like, necessary, that's it, like, the need, the want, like, you feel me, like, when you're friends with somebody, you hang out with them because you enjoy their company.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't feel that,
mm-hmm.
that's anymore, like, feelings change.
I don't fuck with your company anymore.
Not even that.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't care for it.
Just say it.
It's, I don't care
I'm
for
just
it.
Kidding. Yeah. Okay.
That's just what it came down to, and that's the reason I posted that.
But that's a normal thing. I mean, friends come and go.
But
you're not holding a grudge. It's just like, oh.
But then, like, a grudge sounds negative. Really,
that's what I'm saying. I don't think there's also nothing wrong with holding a grudge. If you hold a grudge and you have good reason, hold a grudge. Don't hold it for too long.
A grudge is like beef.
Yeah. Hold your little grudge. There's nothing wrong with it. If you have a good, like, ground to stand on, hold it until it's unnecessary. and then go about your life. I just don't think that holding a grudge is necessarily a bad thing. Maybe that's as toxic in me. I don't know.
Yeah, right, bro. Like I said, if that's toxic, I'm toxic, but, like...
if that's toxic, I'm toxic.
I'm like, if that really is toxic, I'm toxic, but, like, that's just how I felt about the situation. That's why I posted that.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
But, yeah,
you know... You had me scared. I was like, oh, man, my boy's going through it.
Oh,
I was like, I'm going to have to fight people. I don't know what's going on.
That doesn't even sound like... That doesn't even sound like a beef. Like,
it doesn't even sound like me.
You're stupid. But... Yeah, I mean, I'm good here. I mean, are you...
Yeah, let's wrap it up then.
All right, bro. So we want to thank y'all again for tuning in to the Almanac Podcast.
The what?
I'm sorry. Get the fuck out of here. So, yeah, this is your boy Eddie and Alex. We signing out. We want to thank y'all again for tuning in again. Remember, you could always listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.
Yep. Be sure to subscribe as well.
And, you know, show you me shout out follow. To your friends. Shout out to your friends. Let them know, you know, they want to listen to some game. To
yeah.
Tune in.
Sure. And game. Oh, yeah. Definitely shout out to our listeners. I got the numbers.
All five?
All five that show up on YouTube. Nah. Shout out to our 100 listeners that we get back to back every week.
Right.
I love y'all. Don't get me wrong. I got the numbers.
Big
don't
flex.
Worry about it.
Big flex.
Big flex. We'll catch you.